Oh man, this show is going to be painful for me. Today, I'm going to tell you about the story of how I got my first 100 customers. I want to take you behind the scenes to the story of being broke, building my startup called Seamless AI. This isn't an amazing highlight reel. It's the real beginning of going through hell. The part where I was broke, where everything felt uncertain, and the only way forward was through relentless hard work to ensure you don't fail. When I started this journey, I wasn't living in a luxury apartment or some startup loft. I was sleeping on an air mattress in the basement of a rental house in Newark, New Jersey. Concrete walls, a tiny window, a cold floor. The place felt like a forgotten storage unit. But that basement ended up being the birthplace of everything I was about to build. I got accepted into the MVP Capital Accelerator. They invested $150,000 into the company and gave me a place to live for the year. Had to move to Newark, New Jersey to do it. So I packed up everything I had, left my tiny apartment in Columbus, and moved into that basement in Newark. No complaining, no excuses, just commitment. I left my wife in Ohio. That was brutal. But I told myself, if I was going to be away from her for a year to build this thing, then I needed to make every single day count. I wasn't going to waste 1 minute. I was all in. My schedule was insane. I worked from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. almost 7 days a week. Half the day building the product. Half the day selling the product. From 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., I built. Just me, W, my three-person team, and whatever we could piece together to build the product. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., I sold. Prospecting for hours. Pitching nonstop. Closing every chance I got. If someone answered the phone, they were getting pitched. From 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., I went back to building the product. Fixing bugs, shipping features, improving anything customers needed. Every day I was building for 9 hours and selling for 8 hours. 17-hour days. Honestly, I even thought about sleeping in the office so I could keep working, but security wouldn't allow it, so the basement became the headquarters. Getting my first 100 customers wasn't easy. It wasn't a viral moment. It wasn't connections. It was pure effort. I prospected until my hands hurt. I pitched until my voice cracked. I closed deals until I had nothing left in the tank. I built when every second I wanted to quit. But that year changed everything. We went from $0 to $1 million in 12 months. Then from $1 million to $5 million, then from $5 million to $15 million. And now the company has done over $250 million in sales, all because of the grind that happened in that one dark basement. Those first 100 customers were a battle, and that battle built the foundation for everything that came after. If you're trying to get your first 10, your first 50, or your first 100 customers, understand this. It won't be easy. It won't be glamorous. You will work harder than you've ever worked before. But if you commit, if you show up every day, ready to build and sell like your future depends on it, you will break through. Keep going. Keep building. Keep selling. Your first 100 customers are waiting.